Cora, and I'm here today with Dave, who I'll be interviewing. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing awesome, Cora. Thanks very much for having me today.
All right, let's get started. So, Dave, where did you grow up?
I was born in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, and then I moved to Toronto when I was about 1 year old. And in Toronto, I grew up there till about 27, when I ultimately moved to Ottawa.
So, in Toronto, what did you do for fun?
Well, back in those days, we didn't have smartphones or internet, so we mostly hung out with friends and did stuff outside.
Did you ever get in trouble?
You know what? I mostly did not get in too much trouble all the way through school. However, there was one instance where a bunch of us were walking home from school. We bumped into a steamroller at a construction site. We thought it'd be a great idea to check it out. We jumped on, found the keys, started it. Started rolling into the construction site, couldn't figure out how to drive it or turn it off. So we ran away and it broke down some fences, of which we all got caught by the police and put into jail for a very short time.
Wow, that is quite the story. Do you still steal stuff for a living or do you actually have a job?
Well, Cora, I'm happy to say that I have been able to move on from my life of crime. I now work with technology and software companies to make the best possible apps that they can make.
If you started over, would you select the same career?
I think I would select the same career, but I'd be a little bit more proactive and thoughtful in the types of companies that I'd work with.
Oh, that's very cool. Did you have any traumatic experiences along the way?
I've really only had one traumatic experience in my whole life. That'd be the passing of my mom. The only real advice that I would give to your listeners would be to go home and tell your parents you love them because you really just don't know when they won't be there.
Sounds like you have a very interesting job. Has that led you to any memorable traveling opportunities?
I've actually had some amazing opportunities to travel, such as hitchhiking across Canada, backpacking through Asia, Europe, and South America, and going to school in Australia for a year at university. So I would say work and personal has given me some awesome opportunities to get around the world.
So overall, what advice do you have for us young people?
I think if I had any advice for young people, it would be to not let any opportunities pass you by, to work super hard in life, and to put some good into the world every chance you get.
Thank you very much for your time today, Dave.
No problem. I really enjoyed it.